Tonight we're going to talk about a young teenage girl who died. Death is a terrible thing for anybody, but when someone young dies, a teenager dies, it is really quite shocking because it is too early, it is too soon in their lives, and we feel that their lives, they've missed out on life. There's plenty of stories in the media. We can read about it in the newspaper, and it comes on the TV regularly. Young teenagers who have got involved in things, usually without no fault of their own, and they have been killed. And it's all over the newspapers, and some stories keep coming back. Even years and years later, they keep coming back. So in the event we're going to talk about tonight, we have a situation where a young teenage girl is dying. She's lying dying in her bed. She's become very weak. She can't get out of bed. She's not eating anymore. And she's really at death's door. Her father is a very important man in the local synagogue. His name is Jairus. And he has tried all kinds of things. He has tried priests coming and praying over his daughter, doctors. He's paid for daughters. He's got plenty of money. But here she is at death's door. So he comes to Jesus. He has heard about this Jesus, and he believes that Jesus can do something for him, heal his daughter. So he comes over to the crowd and he throws himself down at Jesus' feet. This important man is so desperate and so troubled by his daughter's death that he throws himself at Jesus' feet and he humbles himself and he asks Jesus to come and heal his daughter. The crowd are all pressing around. It's a bit of a situation where there's mayhem. And there is Jairus in the dirt in front of Jesus. There's no record that Jesus actually spoke anything to Jairus at this point. He didn't say anything to him. But Jesus got turned round and somebody else wanted healed. And he dealt with that. He seemed to ignore what Jairus had asked him. And he went and dealt with this other person. And he healed this other person. And as he spoke to this person who was healed, a servant from Jairus' house ran up and said to Jairus, "Don't bother Jesus anymore because your daughter is dead." I wonder what thoughts were running through Jairus' head at that point. Jesus, why didn't you come? I asked you a while ago, why didn't you come? You could have saved her. Why did you let her die? But before those thoughts managed to take hold in Jairus' mind, Jesus turned round to Jairus and said, "Don't be afraid, just believe. I will heal your daughter. Don't be afraid, just believe. I will heal your daughter." What a fantastic thing to be able to say, and what a fantastic thing to hear. The only trouble is, Jesus, you can't heal my daughter. She's dead. Well, Jesus and Jairus and some of the disciples walked to Jairus' house. And when they reached the house, there were people mourning and wailing and making such a noise because the young girl was dead. This young teenage girl was dead. And Jesus said to them, "Be quiet. You don't need to cry like that. She's not dead. She's asleep." And the mood just changed from weeping and wailing to laughter. Of course she's dead. We can see she's dead. Her heart has stopped and she's not breathing anymore. She's dead. She's dead all right. Jesus cleared them all out of the way. He took Jairus and his wife. He took Peter and James and John, and they went into the house, the little girl's room. They stood round the bed, a lot like you see in films where somebody's dying and the family gather round the bed. It was a lot like that. And Jesus took this teenage girl's hand and he said to her, "My child, get up." He only said it once. And her eyes opened. She got up. She sat up. She stood up. She was completely well. Her life had returned. The spirit that had left her body had now returned to her body. And everyone was amazed at this. Jesus had brought this teenage girl back from the dead. Jesus told them not to tell anybody about it. He told them to give her some food because she hadn't had food for such a long time. But here I am today telling you about it. And this story of what Jesus did for this teenage girl is told in every generation all across the world. Jesus is the resurrection and the life. And only he can do such things as this. This young girl had been very definitely dead. Her body was dead. Her spirit had gone. Her body organs had stopped functioning, and she was dead. But Jesus was able, with a small word, get up. He was able to bring those organs back to life, and he was able to call back her spirit from heaven and to go back into her body again. How do I know it was from heaven? Because Jesus held her hand and he said to her, "My child." This little girl believed in Jesus. When she was alive, she had heard about him and she believed in him with all her heart. She belonged to him. She was his child. And he called her and she did what he asked her to. And this is the sign of spiritual life in a person's heart. When Jesus calls you, you come to him and you do what he says to you. You believe in him. And this is a way for everyone to have faith in Jesus, to be resurrected from the dead. Now, your bodies are alive right now, but there are some of you, I don't really know exactly who, but there are some of you who are dead inside. Your soul has never come to Jesus. You have no relationship with God. Your sins still hang over you. And you are not alive to God. So this message tonight is very definitely from you. Will you hear Jesus saying to you, "My child, get up"? You have to get up, just like this little girl got up. Your spirit has to come alive and be part of your body as God meant it to be. Maybe you've sat here before and you've heard other messages similar to this about how to become a Christian and how you know Jesus' voice and about obeying him. Maybe you've shrugged it off. "Well, you know, I can do it another time. I don't really think Jesus is speaking to me." Maybe you think it's a bit of a delusion. A lot of people in our world today think that. But it's not. When he calls you to come, you need to come and answer him. I wonder, will you answer him tonight? I wonder, will you come to him? Even as you sit here listening to me, will you say, "Lord Jesus, I really do want you. I want to know you. I put my trust in you and I thank you for what you did for me on the cross." It's the most important thing. That young teenage girl got a new life. And her life was restored to her. That she had the life before, but she had more. She had spiritual life as well. And she was going to die another time. She was going to have a second death, where her body would die. And but her very self, her soul, was never going to die again. Her soul was going to be alive to Jesus now forever. And when her body died the next time, her soul would go to be with him. If you're thinking about these things seriously and you want to know more, you're not clear about some things, you can find someone here tonight who has obeyed Jesus, who has gotten up from their deadness when Jesus called them, a Christian. You can get up and you can ask them about it and find out what you need to know to make sure that you actually are part of his family and you are really alive. Your spirit is really and truly alive.